Today, two citizens came before the Hillsborough County Metropolitan Planning Organization, urging them not to include a plan to widen two-lane Lithia Pinecrest Road to six lanes from State Road 60 to County Road 39 in a possible referendum that will go before Hillsborough County voters next year. Kelly Cornelius is an environmental activist.
I was concerned when I heard that this could come up as part of the ballot question on that rail referendum that a lot of you want so badly. And I think it's a mistake to add a section that is so controversial to something as important as the rail question.
The Hillsborough County Transportation Task Force has publicly said that if a 1 cent sales tax referendum is approved by voters next year, 25% of those proceeds will go to road projects. In the past, county planners have argued that it was important to approve the road lengthening to attract federal funds. Now, Kelly Cornelius argued, the county wants federal money and local taxpayer funds to approve the controversial rewidening of the road.
It really seems like this is special interests that want that section widened. The residents that actually live there don't. So I don't know if this is more of a commuters versus residents issue, but a lot of the everyday residents seem to be very opposed. So I hope you take that into consideration.
Citizen Lauren O'Grady presented MPO members with a petition signed by 250 residents arguing against the widening of Lithia Pinecrest Road.
Both 4 and 6 lane plans would adversely affect hundreds, possibly thousands of residents and business owners by either bulldozing their structures and forcing them to relocate or devalue and damage the property of the others.
But the executive director of the MPO, Ray Chiramonte, said that the county's transportation task force on Monday turned in a revised list of projects that they would like to be considered if the 1 cent referendum passes next year, and says the widening of Lithia Pinecrest Road now isn't in the new plans.
I think the last thing we want to do is put very controversial items on the referendum. So I think we're moving in the right direction to address the citizens' concerns.
But Tampa City Councilman Thomas Scott urged Chiramonte and the rest of the MPO board that the task force recommendations are just that, and that the Board of County Commissioners will have the final say in the matter.
I just want to make sure that no one think that it's a done deal, because that's not the case. It's on a recommendation from the executive committee to form the executive report to the task force and then to the board.